Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel, and I am your host, Elisha Ba. Today we are here to talk about the school shooting that happened in Nashville, Tennessee. What I want to say about that this morning, it is very, very horrible, very, very horrible, very, very tragic to hear that anyone would go inside of a school and shoot a school and kill kids and kill teachers. You know, this kind of things has been going on now for a very long time. And things are just getting worse. And as I have always told you parents over and over again, that God, our creator, God the Father, he never told you to send your children to school. There's no scripture in the Bible for that. So why do you parents continue to send your kids to school to get an education, they call it? Do you really think your kids are getting an education, parents? What is school all about? From the news article that I read, it's a private school. I didn't really go into the full article to read the whole thing, but what I heard is it's a Christian school. That's what I heard, and it's a private school. I'm not sure about that because I didn't read the whole article. But it's a private school, okay? And it says that it was one of the students that used to be a student at the school that came back to shoot the school up. And he was, I don't know if it was a woman or a man, I don't want to get things wrong, but anyway, the individual was, I think, 28 years old. Now, this is a grown person, almost 30 years old, coming back to shoot up a school that they used to go to maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. But anyway, the point I am trying to make is this. I've been telling you parents over and over again that you did not ever, ever, ever supposed to put your kids in those schools, because what they teach in the schools, it ain't even, to be honest, it ABC, 1, 2, 3, 10 times 8, the cat went down the road and the bear climbed the tree and nouns and pronouns, the curricular of the schools, the education department, it's terrible. It is terrible. It is so terrible. Our children are genius. When I say our, I'm talking about black kids right now, because I'm a black woman myself. I'm the black community, the black neighborhood, the ghetto, the hood. Our children are very smart. They are they're geniuses. You know, you be hearing all them stories about the 10-year-old, the 12-year-old already in college. They don't need the government school system to teach them anything. Okay? It's nonsense. You know, I don't know what y'all parents need to do, but, you know, you need to come to reality and realize that you need to take your kids out of school or do something, because kids are being bullied in school. You got all kind of suicide deaths in school where children leave school and come home and hang themselves. The place is a hellhole, okay? It is a hellhole. They call it school to teach your children what? To teach them what? They don't know how to write a check. You don't know how to do nothing concerning business. They don't teach you nothing but fake history about Christopher Columbus found the world. That's a lie. All the stuff that they teaching in these schools, some kind of white man history, white man curricula, white man this, white man that. Come on. you people need to wake up. And that was a white, I think that was a white school because it was a private school. Most black kids can't even afford to go to a private school. They going to government schools. They all government schools. They all government ran. And they all have government curricula. Okay? And I can hear some of you parents saying, oh, well, my child needs to go to school because she need an education. Little Billy need an education. And Lil Connie and Boo Boo and Bebe and them, they need an education. They need an education. Well, what did the education do for you, parent? You went to school. You finished school. You finished high school. What did the education do for you? You still broke, poor, hungry, ain't got nothing. Living paycheck to paycheck. So what did the education do for you? Absolutely nothing. Because the education is not designed to do nothing for you. It's designed to keep you dumb, okay? Keep you dumb, okay? That's all it is. In the schools, they don't teach you nothing. They don't teach you nothing. All the stuff they teach, and that's why kids get so bored with school. That's why they bored with it, because their minds is way advanced than what they are teaching them on the board. Their minds are way past that. And they get bored with that. And it just go on and on and on and on, generation for generation, the same old stuff. So school is not doing nothing. You know, I hate those three little, you know, the three children lost their life. And some teachers lost their life at the hand of someone that used to go to the school where something must have happened in the school where they had to go back to shoot it up. Maybe they was bullied. Maybe they was mistreated in the school. Maybe something happened in the school. You don't know what happened. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, it's just a mental illness. Well, you know, it just don't have to be mental illness all the time. It could be a vendetta. It could be the fact that the person wants to get revenge back on somebody or something in the school. Okay, something must have happened to that person that they had to go back and shoot up a school. Okay, something happened there that wasn't pleasant to them. Okay, so these satanic, I call them satanic schools. That's what I call them. Because so many children have lost their lives. So many teachers have lost their lives going to these schools trying to teach these, you know, the children, you know, it's just not worth it. You know, you need to try to get your child out of school and teach them yourself. Teach them yourself. You don't have to have nobody teach your child nothing. What they teaching them, you can teach them a better. So, like I say, God ain't never told nobody to go to school. Okay, there's not one scripture in the Bible. It's many scriptures in the Bible where God, the creator, the father, say, teach your children when they rise in the morning. Teach them the law. Teach them my way. Teach them things they need to do in the law to help them to have a beautiful, productive life. You know, this is what our children need to be learning. They need to be learning about the law of the God of Israel. This is what they need to learn, because it's wisdom, it's knowledge, and it's understanding for their life. The only reason the government want to raise our children up, raise us up, our mama, our grandma, and mama and them, is because, you know, they want to keep us doing something for them so we can go get a job at one of their corporations. It's all about raising up our children, training up our children so they can go and get a job at one of their corporations, or when they get older, they can go to college and pay all that money to go to college. See, it's all about money. That's what it's all about. The whole school system, is education system, it's all about money. It's all about money. Every time a child walks through the front door of a school, you know, the government or whoever's over that school is getting money. It's about money, people. It's about money. It's not about your child learning nothing. It's not about your child being great, because school will never make nobody great. Now, I wish somebody can come on here and tell me what, when you went to school and you finished school, that you became great. No, school ain't never made nobody great, and it never will. It's a lot of madness, mess, confusion, evil up in them schools, okay? It's a lot. The children go through so much sitting up behind that desk every day. They go through so very much. You know, about 3-4 months ago, it was the little 6-year-old boy carrying a gun in the school to shoot the teacher and almost killed the teacher. Okay, now it's somebody 28 years old that used to go to the school, went in and shot 6 people down. Okay, so look, it's never going to stop, people. Wake up, parents. Wake up and understand. Understand that school have never done nothing for me. School have never done nothing for you. School have never done nothing for your mama. Okay, school ain't never done nothing for nobody. What? When you finish school, you get your high school diploma. Okay, yeah, then you go to college, pay for that, all them thousands of dollars to go to college, the white man college, the white man school. Everything is white man. Everything is white man, okay? Everything is white man to program us, to program our children to be nothing, to be absolutely nothing. I know so many children that finish school that's in jail right now, locked up for life without parole. And they finish high school and they finish college and they locked up for life without parole. See, people, it's all about, I'm telling you, parents, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, have never, ever told you to send your child to school. All of that have everything to do with the government, the control, to teach and train your child to the way they need us to be. So it's just sad to me. It's just so sad to me. It's so sad. This world is so very sad. Our children are dying. They dying. They commit suicide. They're not happy in school. Being bullied. Being missed. This place is no good. I know when I went to school, I was bullied all through school. All through school, I was bullied. And that's why I dropped out in the 9th grade. See, let me tell you what go on in these satanic buildings called schools. That's why I dropped out in the 9th grade, because I was being bullied. I got sick of it. I got sick of it. And you know, 9 out of 10, the person that went back to shoot up the school in Nashville, most likely they got bullied. I don't know if it's a male, woman, or a man. They got bullied. I just read the news article and just had to come on here and say something. I haven't really went into the article. So they had to, something happened to them. So yeah, I dropped out in the 9th grade because I went through the madness. I went through the frustration. I went through the pain and the suffering at the hands of those evil little wicked children in them schools. They like to hurt you and make fun of you and call you all kind of names and all kind of stuff. That's no safe environment for a child. School is not a good, safe environment for a child. When I was young growing up, we didn't have school shootings, but we had little girls and boys in there bullying you. A crowd of kids waiting on you to come out the school building so they can beat you down, okay? All of that stuff. Now you got them shootings, people coming back to shoot up the school because they got bullied when they was going there, or they got mistreated when they was going there. So this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. It's a hellhole. It is a hole of demons. I had to drop out in the 9th grade, but I went back I went back and got that education, they call it. When I, you know, I went back and got my high school diploma just recently, maybe about 3 years ago. But what they was teaching me, the curricula of the high school diploma, I got it online. It was terrible. It was terrible. I mean, stuff they teach you in school, it don't make no sense. It don't do nothing to help your life. It don't do nothing to teach you your life. It don't show you nothing about life. All you reading is about the white man history, what they did, and Napoleon and all these people, these Jewish people, what they did, and, you know, the man Tom, he found the light, but all that kind of old stuff that ain't doing nothing to help your children to develop into wise, smart, productive, beautiful, knowledgeable children. Is destroying our kids. School destroyed me. Yeah, it destroyed me. It destroyed me. Oh, my God. I felt so bad going up in that place every day. And guess what? My mama forced me to go. And I kept telling her, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go there. These kids just going to bully me. They're just going to make me feel bad all day. And when I went to school, all I did was put my head down on the desk. That's all I did all day. I just put my head down on the desk. I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want to, yes, because I was so depressed and miserable sitting around them evil, wicked kids that, you know, in your classroom. Okay? I'm telling you, these school shootings, the God of Israel is trying to tell you parents something. He's trying to show you. Your children is warning you and telling you they don't want to go to school. They don't like school. Oh, but you got to go to school, Billy. You got to go to school, Sue. You got to go because you got to get your education so you can get a good job. What good job is going to school going to give you? Working in some corporation for some white man? They ain't going to never teach you in school how to have your own business. Now, you got to go to college for that and get a business degree and pay thousands of dollars for that degree. Well, you learn that, something you can learn on your own, something you can teach your kids yourself. It's sickening. It's sickening, and it's madness, and it's confusion, and it's wickedness that you force your children to do something that they do not want to do. Oh, yeah, the government gonna, yeah, we'll go to jail if we don't send our kids to school. Yeah, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. But do you have to continue to live in a country, America? Do you have to continue to live in this country, America, just to send your children to school? There's so many other places in the world to live outside of America where the children are not forced to go to school. And the government not going to do nothing to you and your kids if you don't want to send them to school. That's only in America, okay? That's only in America. The wickedest country in the whole earth. Yes, America. So y'all can go ahead, parents, and keep doing all the stuff you're doing. Oh, yeah, little Billy, I'm sorry. You've been bullied, but you got to go to school. You got to go to school. And little Billy go up in school. He go to school crying, kicking the rock down the road because he don't want to go in there. What I used to do, my mama used to thought I was going to school. I left out the door to go to school. But I wasn't going in the building. I went over my friend's house. I went somewhere else. I wasn't going up in that evil place called school where them kids can just torment me all day, torture me. Torture me with words and, you know, trying to fight me. No, she thought I went to school. I wasn't going to school. No, I wasn't going there. So what I'm saying is just getting worse. It's just getting worse. Wake up, parents. And snap out. It's got to be a better way for your children. It's got to be a better way than these wicked places called schools. Education, they call it. I'll talk to y'all later. I just wanted to come on for a little bit. Talk for Kids Radio Channel.